Britain is still waiting for the big downturn that was predicted after its vote to leave the European Union. Economic growth in the UK slowed only slightly in the 3 months after the referendum. Britain's Statistics Office said the economy grew by 0.5% in the July to September period. The services sector improved, but manufacturing, construction and agriculture all contracted. Brexit supporters said this shows the pre-vote predictions of a slump were scaremongering, but economists warned the real challenge is yet to come as inflation shoots up and companies postpone investment. The Finance Minister, Philip Hammond, said this shows the resilience of Britain's economy, but he also warned of tougher times ahead, saying the government has to prepare to support the economy to make sure we get through this period of uncertainty as London readies for difficult Brexit negotiations. There was little reaction on the London Stock Exchange, and the pound gained slightly against the dollar. The International Monetary Fund has admitted that its warning of a post-Brexit vote financial crash was too pessimistic. It now believes that Britain will be the fastest growing of the G7 leading industrial nations this year, with 1.8% expansion dipping to 1.1% next year. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has similar forecasts. It too sees 1.8% growth this year and 1% growth next year, half of what it was originally predicting, and it too talks about a high level of uncertainty. The GDP growth numbers make it less likely the Bank of England will feel the need to cut interest rates further in order to stimulate the UK economy when its policymakers meet next week.